Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. Welcome to the second episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. On today's episode, I am going to tell you the players in this year's NFL draft that I believe are home run picks. The players that, without question, will be star players at the next level, barring injury. And I'm going to start off with a very obvious one because I'm going in alphabetical order, running back Saquon Barkley from Penn State. So breaking down Saquon Barkley, he is without question the most dynamic running back in this year's NFL draft. On tape, to me, he looks like the best running back I've seen at the college level since Adrian Peterson. And I'm including guys like Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley. Those guys are fantastic pros, some of the best football players in the world. But I really believe Barkley is that special of a talent that early in his career, he can become the best running back and possibly even the best offensive weapon in the NFL. He is that special of a talent. On inside runs, he is super quick to press the line of scrimmage. He explodes through the hole with great tenacity. When he needs to go outside, he gets outside quickly. Great lateral burst. I would say, you know, where I like him the best is going to be on tosses and stretch runs. Really, you know, you put him even with a subpar offensive line. I mean, you know, he's going to kill it on the stretch plays. One of the things that, you know, I would like to see him improve on, it's not a huge concern, but, it is going to be his yards after contact. That is the only, I don't know if you want to call it a red flag, but you know, it is something that, you know, you have to look at and say, why is his production after contact not as good? But to be honest, when I look at him on tape, it's just not an issue to me. The tape on him is so clean. He's got everything. I mean, you know, he's 230 pounds, built like a brick house. He's got the crazy home run speed. He can stop on a dime and make guys miss at the second and third level. You want to talk about putting him in the passing game. You know, he's great as a receiving back, has natural hands. If you need him in pass protection, he's very reliable as a blocker. Easily Saquon Barkley, in my opinion, should be the first player drafted in this year's NFL draft. If the Cleveland Browns don't take him first overall, they're making a mistake. That is how special of a talent I think he is. So Saquon Barkley, Cleveland Browns, New York Giants, if you can get him, take him. All right, so the next player that I am guaranteeing is going to be a great NFL player is Bradley Chubb, the defensive end from North Carolina State. Now, when I say great player, it doesn't mean that, you know, Hall of Fame material. It means that, you know, you're going to make a few Pro Bowls and, you know, you're going to be a good, you know, a really solid pro, you know, throughout your career. In the case of Bradley Chubb, I see him as, you know, a 9 to 13 sack a year kind of guy every single year, year in, year out. Number one, the guy has a terrific motor. If you look at him in the fourth quarter, he is still going hard after it. Has great size, strength, but what impresses me the most are his natural instincts that he has for playing the position, and also how good of a technician he is. The technician is really the biggest part. When you evaluate pass rushers in this year's NFL draft, there's no one that has nearly close to as good technique as him. He's also really fast. If you heard him at the NFL Combine, you know, he says he likes to model himself after a mix of Von Miller and Khalil Mack, where Von Miller, he has that first step speed, which Bradley Chubb definitely has a great first step, but also the strength of Khalil Mack, which Chubb, you know, definitely has some serious strength as well. He's such a good technician with his hands. You know, he just has a variety of different pass rush moves and counter moves. Tons of rip moves, swipe moves, you know, bull rush. I mean, this guy has a complete arsenal. And like I said, his motor never stops. One of the things that I also really like about Chubb is his ability to finish plays. You know, he definitely has a nose for getting to the quarterback, and when he's close, you know, he's like Jaws, you know, going after someone in the ocean. I mean, he really does a great job at finishing plays. Another strong thing about Bradley Chubb is how good he is against the run game. He's excellent against the run game. So I think you can stick Chubb. You know, to me, I wouldn't put him as an outside linebacker. He's too big, but his most natural fit is going to be a 4-3 defensive end. He could play in a 3-4 and do just fine, but Bradley Chubb is just a natural pass rusher, and I think a guy that's going to get double-digit sacks most years in his NFL career. All right, so the next player in this year's NFL draft that is without question going to have a good NFL career, and for me this one's really easy to evaluate, is James Daniels. He's a center out of Iowa. He is the most athletic and technically sound center probably in the last 5 years that's come out from what I've seen. You know, in the run game, he's incredible. He's super quick. He's effective with his hands. He always wins the leverage battle. He's always the low man. His reach blocks, his second level blocks. What's also really impressive about Daniels is his ability to locate a target, and once he has that target in his grasp, you're not getting out of it. I mean, the dude's got a strong grip. Plays just with great technique, his knee bend, his balance, how fluid his hips are. You know, he's just an easy prospect to evaluate. Yeah, I know that it's a center, but you know, this guy certainly should go in the first round. I'd like to see him go, you know, definitely by probably pick number 25, and he should be. It's a center, but this is a special player, and that is, again, James Daniels, the center from Iowa. All right, the next player that has a home run lock is Minkah Fitzpatrick, safety from Alabama. The reason why he's a home run pick is he can play already at this point in time every position in the secondary at what I believe to be a Pro Bowl level. He is a true football player with zero red flags about his game tape. Instincts, he's got it. Tremendous energy. He's a true ball hawk. If you're throwing into center field and this guy's there, it's typically going to be a mistake. If you're going to ask him to, you know, in man coverage, he has great size and speed, and you know, he can match up man to man with those big physical receivers. You can put him in the slot as well. His ability to change direction is also really good. He's explosive against the run. He's a very special safety against the run. Yeah, he can play center field, but he's great against the run, a terrific blitzer. And not only that, he's a smart football player. He is pretty good about understanding pre-play what is likely going to happen. And that's something that I saw over and over again, is that he seemed to know the right thing to do at all times. So Minkah Fitzpatrick, in my mind, is a home run, can't-miss pick, should be a Pro Bowl player pretty soon, early in his career. All right, the next player that I believe is a home run lock is Mike Hughes, cornerback from University of Central Florida. This is a guy that, someone else, just like Fitzpatrick, he is NFL ready to play right away. The only knock against him is, you know, he's not the best tackler, but as a pure cornerback, this guy is NFL ready. Good size, tremendous in press coverage, you know, super quick feet, great instincts, his ability to redirect and mirror opponents, all that stuff is very good. You know, he's super fluid, and he's someone else, just like Fitzpatrick, that I believe he can cover, you know, either your big receiver, and he can also play in the slot as well. You know, I mean, to me, Hughes is just a really clean player to evaluate. And in my mind, without question, Mike Hughes is someone that is going to be a star at the next level. All right, going in alphabetical order, but still, it's another secondary player next that is a home run pick, and that is Derwin James, safety from Florida State. This guy is, in my opinion, a carbon copy of Antrell Roll, who played for the New York Giants and the Cardinals. Made a few Pro Bowls as well. Literally, to me, looks like the exact same type of player. Not only in the way he plays the game and the way he moves, but his on-field leadership. To me, you know, you put him in right away at strong safety. He's a home run pick. Probably the best run defending blitzing safety I've seen in a few years. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is great against the run and a great blitzer. I think Derwin James is even better at that. I don't think James is the guy that can play every position in the secondary, but you know what he is. He is a true NFL strong safety. He can play deep safety too, but I believe he's best suited to play strong safety. One of my favorite plays of him was he actually ran down Lamar Jackson from behind in a college game. If you need any evidence that the guy has game speed, that's it right there. Again, I don't think he could play every position in the secondary. He's not someone that I would probably make a cornerback, but you put him at strong safety, this guy is going to be a star. All right, the next player that is a home run lock. If this guy doesn't go in the first round, there are going to be some teams that regret it, and that is Ronald Jones, running back from USC. Look, I get it. Saquon Barkley is the most talked about player in this draft, certainly the most talked about running back, but Ronald Jones is extremely impressive, and he's a can't-miss prospect. The things that I love the most about Jones is his run after contact. I've seen so many runs where this guy should have gone down, and he will actually break a big play after. And I've seen this over and over again. He just has this great lower leg drive and tackle breaking power that's really, really nice to watch. What's also great about him is he has tremendous vision, you know, and a great feel for the cutback lane, great lateral burst, terrific on the outside run, and he's got the breakaway speed. True breakaway speed. This guy, in my opinion, will be a candidate for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's a threat to score every time he gets the ball. Literally, I don't see hardly anything in his game that to me is a red flag. Ronald Jones is a home run pick. Look, I get it. This draft has got Saquon Barkley, but do not sleep on this guy. He will be a star. Ronald Jones, running back from USC. All right, the next player going in alphabetical order. Again, another running back. I will tell you, in this year's NFL draft, we have a really deep class for what I believe are good running backs and good secondary players, especially at the cornerback position. The next guy I'm going to talk about is part of the dual threat at Georgia, and that is running back Sonny Michel, the dual threat with Nick Chubb, who I think also has a good chance of being a solid player at the next level. I don't look at Chubb as a home run lock, but I do look at Sonny Michel as a home run lock. He's built perfectly for the position. You always have to go back, like I said, to the game tape. He has some of the most impressive game tape I've seen of any player at any position in this draft, and I don't think he's going to get drafted until the second round. The guy runs the runs with power. He plays with great pad level. Definitely not afraid of the contact. Gets to the perimeter really fast. You know, some people don't say he has home run speed, but I think he does have home run game speed. He's just a clean player. Tremendous vision. Attacks the line of scrimmage, can get outside quickly. He's a clean player to evaluate. Just like Ronald Jones, I see Sonny Michel as someone that could potentially be competing for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. So Sonny Michel, running back, Georgia. He may not be a first-round pick. He may go in the second round. But in my opinion, he's a can't-miss prospect. All right, the next player in this year's draft that is a home run pick is guard Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. The most talked about offensive lineman in this year's draft. The thing with Nelson is, like a lot of these players I've been saying, he's really easy to evaluate. But he might be the easiest player to evaluate of all the players I'm mentioning today. You know, at the guard position, you know, first let's look at his quickness. He is so quick out of his stance for a guard, it's ridiculous. Once he, you know, once he gets his hands on you, he's got a strong grip, and he's not letting go. But not only that, he's super effective at locating his target. One of the big things for offensive linemen and some of the things they get docked on is going to be not fluid hips. This guy has truly fluid hips, and naturally, when I watched him at the drills in the combine, looks like totally natural at that position. In the run game, super stout. You know, he's very effective on first level and second level blocks, one-on-one, you know, blocks, combo blocks, and pulls. He can do all that stuff. He also can change his feet to be at the right angle at the right time very quickly. You know, just everything he does, you know, looks pretty effortless. Not only all that, he's probably the most violent offensive lineman I've looked at in a number of years. I truly see Quentin Nelson as a guy that can make a very similar impact to what Zach Martin did for the Cowboys. This guy should be one of the best guards in the NFL within a few years. He's a home run pick, and that's Quentin Nelson, offensive guard from Notre Dame. All right, the last player I'm going to evaluate that is a home run lock is Vita Vea, defensive tackle from Washington. This guy is massive. He's 350, and he moves like he's 250. And I'm not saying that as an exaggeration. He really moves like a guy that's 100 pounds less than what he is. The guy has tremendous power, was great on the bench press, wasn't surprised about that. But when you watch him on tape, the thing that, to me, that stands out the most is he's constantly collapsing the pocket, allowing his other teammates to make plays. He's tremendously effective against the run game. He's gonna make you reset that line of scrimmage, and he's gonna command a lot of double teams. Not only all that, he's got great hands. I've seen him so many times just take offensive linemen and literally throw them. Another nice thing about Vea is he's 350, but he can move laterally very quickly. This is a guy that's gonna create a lot of negative plays. He's a can't miss prospect. I don't see really any red flag on him. Look at him as a pass rusher. He's got a variety of pass rush moves. You know, when you even talk about his natural movement, has super fluid hips, plays with a low pad level. Sometimes he does play a little bit tall, but you know, that's not really something that I think is going to be an issue at the next level, because it's something that you know can be coached and can be fixed. This guy's gonna be a star. There's no question about it. Vita Vea, defensive tackle from Washington, definitely should get drafted in the first round, and is a guy that can totally change your defensive line. All right. So on the next episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, I am gonna go over the riskiest picks that are probably going to be made in the first round, and I'm talking about prospects who are going to be a boom or bust type player. And there certainly are a few of them this year, as there are every year. So that is next time on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. I am Steve the Scout signing off. Until next time, thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.